As Jesus continued to teach people about God's kingdom, all kinds of people came to listen to him. And some religious leaders were upset about how much time Jesus spent with sinners. So Jesus told them a story about a man who had two sons. One day, the younger son came to his dad and said, "Dad, give me my share of the inheritance before you die." And so the man divided his wealth among his two sons. And a few days later, the younger son left home and went to a faraway country with all that he had. And while he was there, he wasted all of his money on wild living. And before he knew it, his money was gone. And there was a famine in the land at that time, and he began to starve. And so he got a job feeding pigs. And soon he was so hungry that even the slop the pigs were being fed began to look good to him. And so he came to his senses and he said, "Even my father's workers have plenty to eat, and I'm here starving. So I'm going to go home. I'm going to tell him, 'Dad, I've sinned against you and I've sinned against God, and I'm not worthy to be called your son. So just make me like one of your workers.'" So then he left and he went home, but while he was still a long way off, his dad saw him and ran to him and hugged him. And he said to his dad, "Dad, I've sinned against you and I've sinned against God, and I'm not worthy to be called your son." But the dad called for a servant and said, "Quick, my son has come home. Go get the finest clothes and put them on him. Get some food and let's have a party. Because my son was dead to me, but now he's alive again. He was lost to me, but now he's found again." And so they began to celebrate. And later that day, the older son came in from working in the fields, and he heard music and dancing. And he called for a servant and asked, "What's going on here?" And the servant said, "Your brother has come home. And because he's come home safe and sound, your dad called for a celebration for him." And this made the older son really angry, and he refused to go inside. So his dad came out and begged him to come inside. But the older son said, "Look, I have worked so hard for you all of these years, and I've done everything you've said, but you've never thrown a party for me and my friends. But this son of yours comes home after spending all of his money on prostitutes, and you throw him a party?" And the dad said, "Son, all I have is yours, and you've been with me this whole time. But it is right that we celebrate your brother, because he was dead, but now he's alive. He was lost, but now he's found."